We're on the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Braisa told us, first the Mishnah told us that Hakoreis a Megillah Mafreya Lo Yatza. You can't read the Megillah out of order. Then we said there are other things also that can't be done out of order. The Gemara says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up from the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Just the Chazer, the Chaim Bahalel, the Chaim Bikriyashma, over Tefillah. Then we discussed last year how we know halal can't be done out of order. Now we're up to Kriyashma. Bottom line, Yizayin Amidalev. Kriyashma, Desanya. First, we're going to have a machlokas that seems to be unrelated to reading out of order, but we'll soon see how it very much relates and is directly related to whether you can read Kriyashma out of order or not. Desanya, the Braisa says, Kriyashma kichsava divrei Rebbe. Kriya Shema must be recited in Hebrew, as it's written. The Chacham say you could read Kriya Shema in English, any language. My time with the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say Kriya Shema must be in Hebrew? Amar Kro, because the pasuk says, V'hayu behavyasan yehu. V'hayu hadvarim ha'eleh. We learn V'hayu behavyasan yehu. As is. It's written in Hebrew. You have to recite it in Hebrew. Rabbanu my time, huh? Omar Kroshma, Bukhaloshon Shata Shomeya. You can recite it in any language. Because Shema, any Lashon that you hear, any Lashon that you understand. Rabbi Nami Hoksiv Shema. So what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? What does Rabbi do with the word pasuk? Homi Varle, he requires that Hashmeh la Oznacha Mashata Motzimi Picha. You have to hear with your ears that which you say with your mouth. That's what we learn from Shema. So the Hayu teaches me as is in Hebrew. Shema means you have to hear it. Rabbanan Sabri, Commander Omar, Akareas, Shema, Velo Shmila, Ozno, Yotza. There's a machlokas in Brachos, whether you have to hear your Shema or not, that you recite it. And the Rabbanan hold, like the Mandarin says, you don't have to hear the Shema that you are reciting. And therefore, the word Shema doesn't teach us that you have to hear, because in fact, you do not have to hear the Shema that you are reciting. Therefore, Shema teaches us what? B'chaloshon shetashomeya, you can recite Kriya Shema in English. Oh, Rabbanan Ami Hoksi V'hayu. What did the Rabbanan do with the pasuk V'hayu that Rebbe uses to tell us that Kriya Shema must be recited in Hebrew? Hahu mivarei shelo yikro l'mafreya. V'hayu, Rebbe says, the Rabbanan say, V'hayu teaches us that the Kriya Shema can't be said out of order. The Rebbe shel Yigal Mafreya Minole. Well, Rebbe uses the word value to tell me it has to be done in Hebrew. So how does he can't use value to teach me that it can't be done out of order? So how does he learn that creation can't be said out of order? Midvarim hadvarim vayu hadvarim extra hay. Rabbanon, what do they do with that extra hay? Dvarim hadvarim lomash melahu. They don't think that that extra hay is significant enough to make a drasha. So now we have a machlokas. So now they both agree, both Rebbe and the Chacham agree, Shema must be said in order, as the Braisa told us on Amud Aleph. One learns it out from V'hayu, one learns it out from the Hay of Hadvarim. Good. So we also have a machlokas, whether Rebbe says Kriya Shema must be recited in Hebrew, and the Chachamim say Kriya Shema can be recited in any language. Says the Gemara, Leima Kasava Rebbe Kala Torah Kula B'chaloshu Nemra. Rebbe must hold that Kala Torah Kula, the rest of the Torah, can be recited in any language. And it's specifically Shema that must be said in Hebrew. The Isa Kedaitach B'loshu Nakodesh Nemra. The entire Torah must be said in Hebrew. Lamali Lamichta V'hayu. Why would you have to say V'hayu specifically by Shema if everything had to be said in Hebrew? Must be everything else can be said in English. It's only Shema that has to be said in Hebrew. Says the Gemara, no. It's true. It could be that the whole Torah has to be said in Hebrew. So why did he leave Hayu specifically by Shema? Kesakadaitach, I might think Shema ki Rabbanan. It says the word Shema over here. You might think like the Rabbanan tell me. B'choloshon she'ata shomeya. You can say Shema in English. Therefore, kosev rachmana v'hayu. Shema is in Hebrew, but it could in fact mean that the entire Torah also must be said in Hebrew. Now we have to interrupt. What are we talking about? The whole Torah is said in Hebrew? What does that mean, the whole Torah? So Rashi understands, b'chol, third line, b'chol lashon nemra, l'krosa b'chol lashon. What does that mean, l'krosa b'chol lashon? Look at the top Tosfos. Kol Torah b'chol lashon nemra, pirush ha-kuntres, she'nitna l'kros b'chol lashon, she'rotza l'kros b'sefer Torah. Kriyas ha-Torah, does it have to be done in Hebrew? Can be done in other languages. The Koshe, Tosus has a problem with this. Shei Kriyas HaTorah, Einem Min HaTorah, Lamed HaRabbanon. Kriyas HaTorah, It's not a din d'oraisa. It's only a din d'rabbanon, aside for one parsha, maybe two. Levad mi parsha zocher, that is d'oraisa. Tosfos holds there's only one kriyas haTorah the whole year in shul. That's d'oraisa. That's zocher. The Shulchan Aruch brings down also parsha's para. So what they're referring to? Venira d'achi perusha, says Tosfos. Kol kriya sheva Torah. There are numerous mitzvahs in the Torah that require a verbalization, a kriya. Mitzvahs chalitza. The husband has to say something. The wife has to say something. Lo ava yavmi. She says something. Parshas egla arufa. Yadenu lo shafchu as adam hazeh. The zekanim have to say. Vidui maiser. Lo v'yayrti mimenu betame. Ubikurim. Mikra bikurim. Amrami ovid avi. These are all, Tosfos is bringing down a number of mitzvahs min haTorah that carry with it a verbalization min haTorah. These are things that you have to recite. Okay, it's not just Shema. Shema is one mitzvah that we recite, but there are numerous others. And that's what the Gemara here is talking about when it talks about b'chol, kol haTorah kulo, b'chol lashon ne'emra, or not b'chol lashon ne'emra. So Rashi seems to say it's referring to Kriyas haTorah, and Tosfos says it's referring to the mitzvahs that carry with it a Kriya. Now, lamer, because Sabi Rabbanon called the Torah B'Losh and HaKodesh, Namra, we should say that the Rabbanon hold that the entire Torah must be said B'Losh and HaKodesh. Why? The Isak Adaita B'Chol Losh and Namra, because if the whole Torah can be said B'Chol Losh and Lam Lila Mechtav Shema, why do I need specifically over here to say Shema that you can say it in English? The whole Torah can be said in English. Must be, the whole Torah must be said in Hebrew. Again, what that means in Machlokes Rashi tells us. And Shema can be said B'Chol Losh. Says the Gemara, no. It's true. You need to say Shema specifically over here. I might think the pasuk says Vihayu Kirebi, and that would teach me Shema must be said in Hebrew. Therefore, the Torah tells us Shema. You would think that Vihayu teaches me specifically Shema must be said in Hebrew. Therefore, Shema tells me Shema b'chalosh shetash shomea. But it doesn't have any bearing on the rest of the Torah. The discussion here is totally limited to Kriya Shema. Period. End of the discussion of Kriya Shema. Tefillah, the last thing in the Brayso, Tefillah. Tefillah can't be said out of order. Minallah, and how do we know? Desanya, Shimon Apkuli, Shimon the cotton picker, his dear Shmona Esrei Brachos, he organized the 18 Brachos of Shmona Esrei. Lifnei Rabban Gamliel, Allah say there, in order, B'yavne. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabban Masisa, Tana. The Gemara is going to discuss this later on. Me'a ve'eshim zekanim. There are 120 zekanim. Ubehem kama neviim. And numerous prophets. Tiknu shmonas e'brachos ala seder. Instituted the 18 brachos to be in a specific order. Later on, the Gemara is going to want to know, well, why do I need, if it was already done by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, why do I need Shimon HaPkuli to do it? Okay, that's not for now. Tana Rabbanan. Now we're going to go through the seder of the Shmona Esrei brachos, which we know, of course, are really 19 brachos in Shmona Esrei. We have a sitter, it'd be kind of helpful. Let's see, sit. Tana Rabbanan, Tana Rabbanan. We're going to go through the Shmona Esrei brachos. How did we get the Seder HaBrachos over here? Okay, we start with Ovos. Ovos, Buros, and Lushas Hashem. Tana Rabbanan. Minayin she'omrim avos she'nemar habul Hashem b'nei elim. Give kavod to Hashem, give to Hashem b'nei elim, sons of powerful. Who are the sons of the powerful? Those are the avos. That's avos. Give kavod and oz to Hashem. Uminayin shom kedusha shenemar havul Hashem kavod shemo uishtachav Hashem hadras kodesh. So that's avos, gvuros, and kedushas Hashem. Umaro lomar bina achar kedusha. Why is the first of the middle brachos bina das? Shenemar the posuk levi kedushu es kedosh Yaakov. Ves Elokei Yisrael Yaritzu. They shall sanctify the God of Israel, the God of Jacob, and the God of Israel. They shall revere. The Samechle, right after it talks about Kedushas Hashem, the Samechle, V'yadu Sorei Ruach Bina. Those who were mistaken in spirit shall know wisdom. So you see Bina after Kedusha. Umaru Lamar Tshuva Achar Bina. Why do we need Tshuva after Bina? Dechsiv. Ulevavo yavid, his heart will understand. V'shavar afalo, his heart will understand. That's the bina, and he will repent and he will be healed. So after tshuva should come refuah. After tshuva comes slicha, and then geula, and then refuah. But according to the pasuk, it would sound like it should be refuah. Don't think that way. You'll see. V'yashov el Hashem v'rachameo. You return to Hashem, he'll have rachameo on you. V'el elokeinu ki yad v'tzlach. Hashem is filled with slicha. So first you do tshuva, then there's slicha. That's the Gemara. Umay chazis l'samcha saha, samcha ha. You have one pasuk that says after tshuva is refuah, and another pasuk that says after tshuva is slicha. So why? How do you know which one to rely on? You have a tray of tray. This one against that one. And says the Gemara, kasav krachrina. We have a kasav ashlishi sheyachriya beinam. We have a third pasuk that can take sides. Hasoleach l'chol avonaychi, harofei l'chol tachaluaychi, hagol mishachas chayaychi. It says slicha, and then refuah, and then geula. So you see, slicha comes before refuah. So therefore, we have the first three. Then we have bina. Then we have tshuva, and now we have slicha. Ask the Gemara, but it sounds like from this pasuk that after slicha comes refuah. After slicha, we have geula. Lameimra, is that to say the geula refuah basa slicha? That geula and refuah come after slicha? Foxiv, the pasuk of Mishav, he'll repent for Rabelo, he'll be healed. Sounds like refuah comes after tshuva, not after slicha. And since the Gemara is no problem, this is not a physical refuah, it's a spiritual refuah. Person does tshuva, and then he receives a spiritual refuah. Why is geula the fourth of the middle brachos, which is the seventh bracha of Shemoneh Esrei? Amar Rava said, Rava mitoch shasi din ligal b'shviyas. Because the Jews are going to be redeemed in the seventh year. Lefichach kavua b'shviyas. That's why they establish in the shviyas. Oh, but it's not true. Vamar mar, but mar said. B'shishis kolos. B'shviyas, sixth year there's going to be kolos of the coming of Mashiach. Sounds. B'shviyas, there's milchamos. B'motzoi shviyas ben David bab. Ben David doesn't come to Motzai Shviyas, which is the eighth year, not the seventh year. Answers the Gemara, Milchama Nami Aschalta de Geulahi. The Milchama in the seventh year is the beginning of the Geula, therefore it's in the seventh year, the Bracha is in the seventh year. Umar Ulama Rafua Bishminis. Why is Rafua the eighth Bracha? Arabi Acha Mitoch Shinitna Mila Bishminis. Because Mila is given on the eighth day. Shetzricha Rafua. The Ficha Kabua Bishminis. You need a person has a bris, you need a refuah, eighth day, eighth bracha. Umar ulamar birchas hashanim b'tshiyas. Why is that the ninth bracha? Amar Rabbi Alexandri, kineged mafkiyei sha'arim, kineged those that jack up the prices. In a very unfair way, you'll see, that's the puzzle that shvor zroa rasha, break the arm of the wicked. The David, when did David say this perek? David, ki amra b'tshiyas amra. He said it in the ninth perek of Tehillim. So here's a discussion, because it doesn't seem to be the ninth perek of Tehillim, right? In the Or Torah here, it's the Torah Or, it says it's perek Yud. So that they discuss. So there's the Rashi. Rashi says it's the eighth. There are different ways of how to split up the Tehillim. That's a discussion. Okay. Umaro lomar kibbutz galias la'achar birkas hashanim. Why do we say kibbutz galias after birkas hashanim? So I want to share a beautiful pshat. Because when birkas hashanim is a bracha for parnasa, when there's an abundance of parnasa in Eretz Yisrael, then there'll be kibbutz galias. Then everyone's going to run to Eretz Yisrael. Now it's very hard, very challenging. Parnasa is very challenging. Okay, let's see if that's what the Gemara says. Umar Rav Akiva's Goliath Sachar Bikas Hashanim, Dichsiv, Vaatem Hare Yisrael, An Pechem Titenu Ufer Yechem Tisu Lami Yisrael Ki Karbu Lavo. Mountains of Israel should sprout forth their fruit because Bnei Yisrael are returning. When they're, I mean, this is basically where, actually, this. basically what Rashi says. Rashi says, Alma kibbutz goliyus be'ez birkas hashanim hi. When parnasa is abundant over here, that's when there'll be kibbutz goliyus. I always understood that pasuk to be the opposite. Meaning Hashem is telling the pro, everyone's coming back to Eretz Yisrael, so now you, it's not, first there's a lot of parnasa, then the Jews come back. The Jews are coming back, so Hashem says to the land, now you have to give off of your produce. The Kedush in his Kapsu Golios, once we have Kibbutz Golios. Nas Din Bereshayim Shenamar Vashiva Yadi Alayich Vetzov Kabor Sigayich. I will turn my hand upon you and purge away your dross. Uktiv Vashiva Shoftayach Kabarishona. That's Vashiva Shoftayach Kabarishona. So the Kamish and Skabtu Golios Nasa Din Bereshayim Shenamar. We did that already. The Kamish and Nasa Din Min Bereshayim Kolu HaPoshim Kolu Zedim Imohem. Once there's Din, so then we put in the Bracha of Olamal Shinim, because that will be the end. Once there's, we're reaching a time of Kibbutz Golios and a time of Din, so then the Rishayim will disappear. Shenamar, and we include in them different types of sinners. Poshim, Zedim. Shenamar, Veshever, Poshim, Vechataim, Yachdav, Yichlu. They will all be destroyed. The Kevin Shekalua, Poshim, and once the sinners, they're no more, the Rishayim have gone. Misra Memes, Keren, Tzadikim. That lifts up the Keren of the Tzadikim. Dichsiv. All the horns of the wicked I will cut off. Exalted shall be the horns of the righteous. And whom do we include with the tzaddikim? V'kol gerei hatzedek, converts with the tzaddikim. Shenema, v'nei siva takum v'adarta p'nei zakein. Pasuk tells us to stand up for a zakein and for a talmid chacham. V'samech lei v'chi agor itcha ger. So that's why we include gerim. The Hecha Misra Memes Karnam. Where is the Keren of the Tzadikim raised up? Of all places, Birushalayim. So we have Bilamal Shinim for the Rishayim, then the Tzadikim, then we have the Bracha of Birushalayim. Shenamar Shalu Shom Birushalayim Yishlayu Ohavayach. The Kevan Shinim is Yishalayim Ba David. And once Yishalayim is rebuilt, comes David HaMelech. In Es Tzemach David, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Achai Yeshuvu Bnei Yisrael Vikshu Es Hashem Elokehem Eis David Malkom. After they will return, they will seek Hashem and David HaMelech.